News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm with Communications Manager Will Welch. He's with Texas A&M Engineering Extension Service, or TEEKS. He's going to tell us a little bit about a special demo night that they're doing on Wednesday. The whole family's invited, should have a lot of fun, but he's also going to give us some of the practicals behind it.
Well, every single year during our municipal school, we offer up a public event, which is an opportunity for people to come out and see what goes on during the Municipal Fire Training School. This is the 84th Municipal Fire Training School, and the event will be Wednesday, July 24th. The gates will open at 6:30 p.m. It'll start with a children's fire awareness class beginning about 7 o'clock that involves clowns. It's a great time for the kids. After the awareness classes, TEEKS instructors will explain and demonstrate techniques that we use to extinguish fires on several of our full-scale live fire training props, and these will be big fires. You'll feel the heat. The kids absolutely love it. The demonstrations begin about 7:30 or so. It is really pretty cool. More than 2,500 firefighters and guest instructors are expected to participate, and it is really a once in a lifetime, although it is once a year, chance for you to bring the kids out and really see something special.
All right. And would you mind please telling me some of the specifics that people can look forward to?
There will be several different props that burn, and you'll see some of our municipal fire students and instructors extinguishing those fires. There'll also be some rappelling. One of the most popular events each year is the propane gas eruption, I guess we can call it, where the fireball shoots several hundred feet in the air. If you're a photographer, I really want to encourage you to come out. As I always say, as an amateur photographer myself, it's hard to take a bad picture of fire. So we encourage you to bring your cameras out and shoot some fantastic photography and share that on your social media. It really is cool. I mean, the Brayton Fire Training Field is one of the largest live fire burn facilities in the world, and to have that right here in Bryan College Station, a lot of people have seen the smoke, but they've never seen the fire. So we invite you to come on out and check it out.
And please tell me a little bit about how these kinds of demo nights affect the public's perception of what you guys actually do, or how it benefits things.
Well, there's a number of benefits that Brazos Valley gets from our annual fire training schools, and that is that thousands of people come from really all over the world during the three annual schools in July to participate. And, of course, that brings money to our local economy. Having TEEKS here, not just the fire training school, but also our police academy and our paramedic and emergency medical technician training and our urban search and rescue training and our infrastructure training, having all of those experts here in our community really gives a resilience to our community that can't be found anyplace else. We have people here that are subject matter experts in any number of emergency responses, and having that resilience here is really pretty cool. And one of the things that I can say growing up here is when I was a child, I would see the big smoke out by the airport, and I never really knew what was going on. I knew that there was a fire school out there, but you can't grasp the magnitude of it until you actually get out and see it. And for this to be open to the public and free of charge, it really is a great opportunity. It's fun for the kids, but it just in general, if you don't have kids, come on out anyway, because it's something to see that you may never get another chance to see. And it's certainly something that's very unique to Bryan College Station that nobody else in the world has.
And besides the firefighting, you guys have EMS courses out there too, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that EMS program is really top-notch. It's their instructors are out of this world. I mean, all of our programs are great, but we've really been pushing that particular program here recently, specifically because it's a great career track. If you are not college-bound and you're looking for a career that is, exciting and fun and in the grand scheme of things, benefits the greater good of mankind, becoming a firefighter or a paramedic is something that you can do with a high school or diploma or GED, and it's a great way to get people into the workforce that are not necessarily going to college and to have a great job with an exciting future. So we're really proud of those programs.
All right. And I know from personal experience that it can be kind of difficult to find the facility over there. Would you please give us some rough directions about how to get there?
Certainly. The address is 1595 Nuclear Science Road. Now, this is alongside of the airport, but the best way to get there is to go out to the intersection of 2818 and George Bush near the George Bush Presidential Library. And you just continue, I guess, west across 2818 on George Bush. And Nuclear Science Road is the first left that you come to. And you go down there and you'll see parking at that point in time because the parking lots will be filling up. We typically have a large crowd out here, but it's very hard to miss. But you can look it up on Google as well. Or, in fact, you can download an app from the Google Play Store or from iTunes. It's free of charge. It's our Teeks app, and you can look up maps on there as well, and you can find our location.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Will Welch, the communications manager for Teeks. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.